it is characterized by fracture of the moving joint such as pelvis, then the chest cavity that is thorax, then the spine like lumbosacral spine, thoracolumbar spine, cervical injury, etc. Therefore, whenever you want to transfer this patient, you have to immobilize the patient into on the temporary type of shift card, or so that the further displacement or further injury to the structure is avoided. Mortality rate has found to be very high in young and very old adult, and relatively low in the patient between 15 to 44 years of age, because they are more mobile, they are more energetic, they can easily run away from the site as compared to the infants, women and old age group. Therefore, these type of people are the major victims of the earthquake injuries. Then cyclones and the storm surge. The mortality is generally not high unless the waves and the storm surge occur. The combined effect of the wind and torrential rain may lead to the collapse of house. The objects, that is household item, are lifted in the air. The roof is carried away and blown off. Tornado causes severe crushing injuries to the skull. Therefore, the skull fracture, the roof of the skull being thrown away, is very much common in the case of tornado, leading to death. And because of this, you will see that the skull is found, but it is empty. Therefore, the cases of empty cranium without the cranial content is perhaps because of the strong wind following tornado, which bring about this type of injuries. It is also very important to note crushing injuries on the chest and the trunk of the victim sustaining this type of injuries. Then is the flood. In the flood, the mortality is very high only in those areas where the flood occurs sudden, like the flash flood in the hilly and the subterranean regions of Himalaya. In normal cases, usually there is sufficient time and the warning so that the people will move from the place. But when the flood, nobody is prepared for it, leaving to the heavy casualty. Flash flood in winter, especially in the Sikkim regions or especially in Jammu Kashmir, leads to severe temperature control mechanism and hypothermia. Volcanic eruptions also causes severe mortality because of the landslide and the glowing clouds. WHO has identified the following diseases which are the subsequent of disaster and needs to be monitored. The first is the diarrheal disease. The diarrheal disease main cause is overcrowding and scarcity of the clean water and scarcity of the hygienic food. Measles is again because of the overcrowding and low immunity. Respiratory tract infection is because of the air getting mixed with the debris of the earthquake, tornado, then volcanic eruption, etc. Malaria, new environment is created, and because of this there is increased incidence of mosquito bite. Moreover, the stagnancy of the water also promote the mosquito breeding ground. Meningococcal meningitis is because of the overcrowding where the disease is endemic. It is often seasonal in certain places also. Then is helminthic attack, particularly the roundworm, hookworm, is again because of poor sanitation and overcrowding. There may be deficiency of essential vitamins leading to vitamin A deficiency, bleeding gums, etc. People may suffer from severe anemia, become lethargic, suffocated, etc. And there is also increase of wound infection leading to gas gangrene, especially in diabetic patients, tetanus, especially in those who are not vaccinated. Therefore, healthcare management during disaster is that no disaster can manage without the assistance from the outside, which may be the local community, voluntary health group, then is NGOs, then is governmental agencies, which may be interstate, outside country and world and international grant. If the community is properly educated, disaster can be very well managed. The people who take early action in the event of disaster are local health personnel, the local communities, the local health authorities, and also the local health self group, which provides ways to transfer or shift the patient, give the basic sanitary materials like soap bars, hygienic food, clean and safe water. Then engineering department try to re-establish the communication in the form of correction of the roads, then setting up the telecommunication facilities so that the people may contact their nearby or their relatives, etc. The people suffering from malnutrition are particularly attacked to the different type of disease like measles, upper respiratory tract infection, severe form of protein and energy malnutrition. Therefore, it is very important to maintain the good nutrition of the patient. The local population stricken by the disaster should be enabled to take action for themselves, not as being taken for it. Therefore, the fundamental shift in the disaster management is that the responsibility of caring of disaster-stricken community should be entirely taken by the outside agencies or government agencies or other official authorities. Conflict and class differences often lie down the disaster relief action, and one should not provide the relief based on the class, creed, religion, but one should forget about these local boundaries. And so community solidarity, which is ordinarily not present, like Hindus should not give help only to Hindus, but they should also extend help to Muslims, so that the community solidarity and strength is regained. The local community should also be made a participant, because they react quickly and effectively and provide assistance for the outside party at the disaster scene. The assistance is required at different levels. The intermediate level is the local population stricken by the disaster should be enabled to take action either for itself or to the nearest urban hospital. The national level, the government, the national bodies, including the organization like NDMT, National Disaster Mitigation Team, Indian Red Cross Society, Indian Armies, local NGOs, voluntary health group forms an important part of the helping population. At international level, it is helped by the organizations such as CARE. CARE stands for Cooperative Assistance and Relief Everywhere. Then International Red Cross Society, UNDRO, that is United Nations Disaster Relief Office and Fund. The assistance at various levels also include Habitat, that is United Nations Center for Housing and Human Settlement, particularly the people who have lost the houses. And typical example of this is the tsunami, which affected many villages of coastal Tamil Nadu, were adopted by big industrial house, eminent film industry personnel, who have taken entire responsibility to re-establish the village and make the houses, which are better built off to face the impact of such type of disaster if it occurs in future. LRCS, that is League of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society, which may be national or international level, also takes active part in disaster relief. Then Ford Foundation, then FAO, that is Food and Agriculture Organization, helps in supplying essential elements like food grains, shelters, hygienic water, nutritious diet, so that the further death is controlled because of the supply of good food, hygienic food, nutritious food, so that the people's immunity is regained. They are self-sustained to fight against the different diseases which can take place if they are not properly nourished. Then, stages of disaster and the role of district health officer. The district health officer is the local nucleus of disaster management. An efficient disaster preparedness plan lay special attempt or emphasis on the community where the disaster has occurred. Prior to managing the health aspect of disaster, following stages need to be considered. That is why whenever you conduct different type of mock drills, you usually involve the DHO office, district health officer office, so that they are also aware about the preparedness or the possibility of occurrence of disaster nearby. A classical example is Tarapur Atomic Power Station, which is conducting at least once in a year radiological emergency preparedness plan, where it involves the local authorities like the local sub-inspector, the police to maintain law and order, along with the district collector, which is now located at Palghar, and also district health officer, so that they also become the core element. They are taught about the possibility of occurrence of the disaster. They are groomed to prepare themselves and involve themselves to prevent the further casualty because of the sudden mishap. The disaster is divided into following stages. The first is the warning stage. This is the period when the meteorological, seismological and other forecasts related to the department can predict occurrence of disaster before it really strikes. So this is the warning signals they give before the disaster occurs. It is usually few hours to 48 hours before the occurrence of disaster like cyclone and in the case of flood. BMC usually sends SMS from time to time to Mumbaikar about the incidence of high tide and heavy rainfall. So we should not ignore this type of SMS, because it is way by which everyone is warned about the sudden occurrence of disaster. It is written, if no emergency is required, all the Mumbaikars are instructed to remain indoor so that the chances of getting trapped in the casualty can be reduced and there will be no loss of life and there will be also no loss of property. Then the stage of impact. This is the stage where the disaster has occurred or actually strike. It may be just few minutes in the case of earthquake, like 1 to 2 minutes, few hours in the cyclone, which may be 1 hour, 30 minutes, etc., and days in the case of flood. Then come the stage of rescue operation. It is the time when the actual rescue of the victims and evacuation is carried out. This is only possible because of the help of national disaster relief people reaching the site, or because of the help of voluntary health group, district health officer, district magistrate, then local NGOs, international agencies, which extend their helping hand to do or conduct the rescue operation. This require active work and should be completed at an earliest manner and in most efficient manner, so that anyone trapped below the debris should be identified and removed, and timely treatment should be given in order to reduce the mortality and morbidity. It should not get delayed by more than 3 days, because the disaster will immediately lead to the death of the individual if it is delayed more than 3 days. Therefore, patient has to be treated, rescued within the golden period. Then the stage of health and medical relief. This is the most crucial phase of disaster. It shall, however, be further disastrous if the survivor disaster of the disasters come and suffer from not getting identified and rescued at the proper time. Therefore, it required lot of foresightness, lot of planning, coordination and management. An efficient phase is intact the hallmark of competent district health officer. So district health officer should be always included in the disaster preparedness plan, in the celebration of fire safety week, in the celebration of off-site disaster management mock drill, etc. Then is the rehabilitation phase. Rehabilitation phase is very important, because patients has to be rehabilitated both physically, physiologically, mentally, socially and financially. The healthy rehabilitation is only possible when there is strong will from the government to extend support to the victims of earthquake. Poor rehabilitation phase result in the large amount of death, mortality, unemployment, slum coming up, depression, then the different type of spread of communicable disease like bubonic plague, then acute diarrheal disease, malaria, tetanus, etc. A typical example of this is the earthquake which has occurred in the East Pakistan, now Bangladesh, in 1970. Disaster planning should culminate and in preparing the district disaster manual. So this is the handwritten document and one has to follow the instructions which are written step by step. Therefore, following principles should be considered before planning or writing the disaster manual. The plan should be simple, it should be understood by everyone so that it can put into action immediately. Means whatever is written should be grasped by the relief extending people and it should not be complicated to understand. The plan should be flexible and fit enough to fit into the different types of disaster. It should be clear and concise so that even in the panic stage, confusion state, the staff may able to use their consciousness, their mental ability to judge what is right, what is wrong. It should be adaptable for hours, especially in the night, including holidays, when staffs are not available. That time one may become handicapped because there is less staff to take care of the relief material. So if the staff who is there at the scene is prompt, is very much friendly, then this type of untoward events or further cascading catastrophic event leading to the death, leading to the loss of life can be prevented. Planning of disaster management. It should be an extension of normal hospital and public health working so that the people can act immediately in a routine manner. So it does not mean that a hospital will only give the treatment in the institution. Hospital staff should arrange ambulance and also the volunteer groups as well as the mobile doctors who can reach the disaster site so that the disaster victims are given adequate treatment and attention related to the health problem at the scene. And therefore it reduces the load on the hospital. It can be implemented effectively if it is rehearsed, that is mock drill is carried out before implementation. Therefore, disaster mock drill is very important part of disaster management. And usually the hospitals celebrate fire safety week, different type of essay competition, then different type of competition in the form of painting, etc. Then the concept of the triage is very important. The triage means identification and segregation of the victims based on the amount of injury they sustain. Then the ways to give the basic life support and advanced life support and resuscitative care. And this type of training is not only given to the doctors but it should be extended to even non-medicos such as class 4 employee, ward boy, IRBIs, because they may also become helping hand at the time of need. Then is the assessment of the problem. Disaster profile of the district should be made by reviewing the disaster which has occurred from within the 10 to 15 years so that from the past record we can learn our mistake, we can rectify, we can find out the loopholes so that we can imply the corrective action and the disaster management can be carried out effectively. The analysis of the data of the disaster is very important. For example, if you see the disaster because of the particular type of epidemic like cyclone, then one can prepare the houses which has got well supported roof so that the roof will not be carried out the house will not collapse. This is very common in the people who live in cyclone affected area, particularly the coastal regions of Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, etc. One should not neglect at the advance warning, meteorological department, mausam ki jankariyan, etc. Because these are the warning signals that warn you about the occurrence of the disaster in coming hours or coming minute. And if you neglect this, you may land into problem. Then it requires the proper coordination, and coordination may be from one department to another, like health department coordinating with the district health officer or district police officer or district public health hygiene officer, fire control officer, etc. So these teams extend the cooperation to each other and become composite team to give or carry out the proper rescue at the time of disaster. The disaster preparedness is prepare yourself to face disaster at all time. That is today, that in future, then 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, which will prevent the undue loss of life and property. Disaster manual. Disaster manual usually contain the different things which serve as the guiding principles to follow at the time of disaster, like disaster alert code, general principle of conduct, and total synopsis of the total plan of disaster relief operation which is expected to be carried out at the occurrence of the disaster. Disaster alert code is the word given for the activation of the disaster plan. One should immediately respond to the disaster site as soon as one read this type of word. And typical example of this is SOS call, that is save our soul call. You must have seen that whenever the ambulance is moving, if the siren is on, most of the people on the road give side, because it is assumed that this type of call is given to save the life of the patient, where each minute, each second is valuable. Distribution of and the responsibilities. These include the responsibilities of the individual and concerned department involved with disaster mitigation. The action card describing in detail the responsibility and action taken by each member of district health organization and each hospital staff involved with disaster management, like medical officer in the casualty, medical superintendent, nursing staff, ward boy, telephone operator, then class 4 employee, stretcher bearers, all become important, because these relief operation cannot be carried out if one does not occur and the effort is not executed in the team manner. These disaster cards are usually given to the people who are the member of disaster relief duty, and it means that the hospital authorities can use the help as and when required, and timely occurrence of the disaster and the type of the casualty make them more energetic, more oriented, more patient concerned whenever such type of disaster likely to happen. Then disaster containment. Disaster containment aims at minimizing, the catchword is minimizing the effect of causative mechanism during disaster. So containment is the most desired step, because the containment is only possible because of the treatment given in time, adequate resuscitative measures followed, immediate reaching of the medical relief team at the site, proper establishment of the communication so that the further damage can be prevented. And this is not only the effort of medical team, but also requires the effort of outside agencies like district health officer, then local police, local health group, etc. Then chronological action plan, it tells you step by step the different action which has to be followed in order to reduce the patient suffering, reduce the mortality and morbidity because of the disaster. Like whenever the initial alert is released, the CMO or medical superintendent must alert its staff in the casualty, getting them information from where the patient will come, what type of disaster has occurred, keep all the emergency tray, emergency drug ready, keep more bed available in the casualty observation area, also keep the stretcher as well as the bed available because many patients will be received dead. Proper preservation of the bodies of the patient brought dead because they may not be identified and it should be selectively and properly handed over to the relative after doing the basic formalities. The person receiving the information usually gives the site where the disaster has occurred, the time, place and the nature of the disaster that has occurred, and this is only possible when there is better communication established. The reaction time for the hospital will depend upon the place and the time of accident. For example, if it is within the city, one can easily reach it because of the alternative routes, because of the alternative means of transport. But if it is away from the main city, if it is in the hilly or the subterranean region, if it is associated with heavy snowfalls, then if the after effect of earthquake is still very high, if there is heavy rainfall, then it will serve as obstruction in carrying out the different relief activities. Then disaster manual. The disaster manual is divided into primary, secondary and tertiary step. Primary step, which has to be followed, which is also known as primary phase, is between 0 to 6 hours, within the occurrence up to 6 hours. The main goal is to neutralize the hostile environment, make it more friendly for the patient, so in terms of saving the death, and establish the perimeters of security, which is also very important. Secondary follow-up is 6 to 24 hours after the occurrence of the disaster. It also aims at establishing the security, removing the debris, removing the people from the disaster place, establishing the public health measures like sanitation, rescue, transportation, immunization, etc. The tertiary cleanup step is basically 24 to 60 hours after the occurrence of disaster. It mainly aims at providing and arranging the survivors to with the proper clothing, proper ventilation, proper shelter, arranging the disposal of the dead bodies, then establishing some type of social network so that the public become more in contact with their patients, with their relatives. So in this way, all three steps must be followed according to the time plan.